West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, thanks for jumping on with us today instead of Friday.
No problem.
Missed you last week, but and I know you got Trey Biddy has been at every practice this fall camp, correct?
Yep. He's out there every day. He kind of lets me focus on recruiting these days. That's been the case for us for the last 4 or 5 years now. But, yeah, he's out there every day, so he's my eyes and ears as well.
So what do you have to share with us today? I know you've got some things that you were thinking about wanting to talk to us about.
Sure, the new safeties that they picked up this week, Baz.
Yep.
I mean, we get into August, buddy, and I think I've got it whooped for the year. I think I've got 24 commitments by July 1st, and then I can just coast, you know, and we're done bringing in players, of course. They bring in two safeties in the middle of fall camp, so I don't know what's
weird.
Going on anymore. But
it's
ain't
weird.
It? Yeah. Ain't it weird? But, hey, man, I think it's timely. You know, I'm sure you guys have talked about it already throughout the week, but Caleb Wooden, of course, reactions varied. You know, a lot of fans remember last year Wooden being part of that Razorback defense that struggled so mightily last year, and is what it is. You hope he stays in shape and can knock the rust off, and get back in there and improve this year. But, man, this one they picked up earlier in the week, Sean Williams out of Dartmouth. I'm not sure people are, just through the roof. I think when this new ruling came out from a Colorado judge, the injunction that allowed class of 2022 signees to, you know, have this additional year here in 2026, I think most people saw it as, man, it's just a very very short pool of candidates for talent out there right now. When you say, all right, it can't be a professional coming back, and it has to be somebody that's already in the portal from back in January. Well, that limits your opportunities there. But that was the case with this Dartmouth kid is what I'm getting at here, Baz. He had already entered in January, didn't have any real prospects at the professional level. He did, I think, have a tryout, but no money exchange there. So it's not like the LSU bunch where they're trying to, you know, make a couple $100,000 and then jump back into it. That's not the case here. So, a three-time Ivy League safety, 11 career picks. He's 5'9", 190. I have confirmed that Arkansas does plan on starting him out at safety with the option that maybe he's a guy that can move around a little bit as you get on into the year. Of course, it's going to take these guys a little bit of time to not just learn the defense, but probably get back into playing shape. And you would hope by mid-year maybe one or both of these guys can help you. But I really do think they're high on this Sean Williams, Baz. I wanted to jump on here and tell you about him because sounds like maybe a guy that can jump in and help them.
Well, it's obviously the Ivy League, and obviously the level of competition a little different than it is in the SEC. And he's three-time All-Conference. I was going to say, how much you reckon those two guys cost us? You had a guess.
Oh, man, probably not a ton. I will say that I know Auburn was in there for the Williams kid. But in terms of an offer, I don't know what they threw at him.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the fact that another SEC school was in there for Williams at least, which is coincidental, I guess, because that's where you got Wooden from, was Auburn initially out of the portal.
Right.
So I'd only be guessing, Baz, but I can't imagine it was just overwhelming.
You know, Roger and Justin, you know, we were talking about the Caleb Wooden deal. Yeah, the guy comes back. You know, they were obviously pretty bad on defense last year. Like, are we excited about that? You know, Justin Akery had him on the show last year, and he was very good on the air and said all the right things. But, yeah, I was thinking, is it good that we bring him back?
Yeah.
we were pretty bad on the back half of the defense. And so I know you haven't been at practice, but what has Trey communicated to you about anybody that, you know, you've covered all these guys. Some of you don't. Some of you haven't because they're transfer portal guys. But what are the guys that you know about that you've heard from Trey that, hey, this guy looks – he's really improved or he's better than we thought he was?
Well, I think the hype is real on the defensive line. You know, he's kind of communicated that. Now, again, I'm not trying to put words in Trey's mouth. I don't think he's expecting all SEC performers across the line. But just knowing that they've got more depth, they've got more talent across the board than they did a year ago – and that was really our concern going into last year was, did they do enough? especially on the interior defensive line? And of course, the answer was probably no, a resounding no, I should say. But this year, man, I think it's a little bit different. They shore up the defensive line some. I actually like the linebackers, but we're sitting here talking about safeties. That might be the biggest question that any of us have right now, because, and it's important to think about, they just added two this week. We're less than 3 weeks away from, the first game.
Yeah.
And that safety spot is one we've talked about literally all year, because you think about the last week or so, going back to January portal, they struck out on a couple of guys. Ricardo Jones ended up going to Vanderbilt. Another kid, I forget his name, I'm sorry, he ended up going to Mississippi State. And, man, you miss on a couple of those that probably would have cost you a pretty penny, but may have put the class over the top for a lot of people, too. I think safety was really the only concern coming out of the portal period. And so maybe one of these guys or both can help patch that up a little bit.
Visiting with Danny West, brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales in Hot Springs. So does Trey, from what you're getting from Trey and Rogers, I think listen to Trey a little bit on Drive Time. So we were talking about today of how this team could be a better coach team, an improved team, and still not win many more games. And so does Trey sort of feel that way, that, hey, this team looks better coached and all that, but the talent disparity is still there enough to where they're going to struggle to beat the better teams?
Yeah, and I don't know how much of it falls back on the talent disparity, because in my opinion, and again, Trey may have a different thought on this, I think it's a lot more marginal than people realize, you know, across the board. Now, I'm not saying Arkansas is anywhere near close to what Texas or Georgia have at the moment, or LSU. I think there are tiers in the SEC, but Arkansas is in that tier maybe with maybe a handful of other teams where it does come down to where it does come down to exactly who takes care of the ball, who limits mistakes and turnovers and this and that. So I think Trey and I are probably both in the same boat in terms of they could be greatly improved in taking care of the ball and knocking out penalties and just being a more fundamental group, but man, that it doesn't change the schedule at all. Auburn feels really good about where they're at right now. So does Vanderbilt. I mean, it's crazy to say, but they're coming off 17 wins over the last 2 years. Of course they're feeling good. They got the portal just like everybody else. Missouri just reloads that defensive line every single year, no matter where they come from. So, I mean, you still got to go prove it. But, man, the hope is there that if you do limit penalties and turnovers and mistakes and just taking yourself out of games, maybe a different voice, maybe a different head coach on the sideline can be the difference for them. But it is marginal to me. I think they haven't been that close. They've led the nation in close losses. So it's not like they're just getting smoked every week.
Roger and Justin, are you okay with winning the moral victory wins this year with the new coach? And even though you may not get the win, even if the product's improved,
no,
it looks better.
No, because to me, I mean, Danny makes a good point. Even last year, winning two games, we were in basically every one of them except Notre Dame. And Texas might have got out of hand a little bit at the end. But, you're right there. I mean, and I heard Trey say this on Randy's show. Might have been last week, might have been this week, that, he predicted 4-8 or 8-4 last year. And splitting hairs here, I don't mean to say easily, but they very well could have won 8 games last year. I mean, they were in basically every game, more or less.
Right.
So I agree with what Danny had to say. I thought that was a good way of putting it. It's not like we're that far away from beating – I'm not saying beating Georgia or beating Bama or whatever, but we're not that far away from beating – the South Carolinas, as y'all
said, Vanderbilt,
and Mississippi States, and all that. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I hope I do think you're right. I think there's going to be some games we definitely have a shot at. I think there's going to be games we don't have. The ones you mentioned, Danny. The
other thing too, to play devil's advocate, I'm not you know, overly positive, as we've talked about on this show about this season. But I do think it's interesting, and Coach Silverfield has said as much in the press, you know, whether it be media days or post that. We do have a, you know, we always think this team's going to be good because they were good last year. We think this team's going to suck because they sucked last year.
Right.
This is not at all the same team.
Right.
I mean, at all.
Right.
I mean, they may all be bad. They may all be good, but who knows? Nobody really knows. Or, you know, the Dannys right. and Treys of the world do, more so than any of us, but well, I don't think any of us
that.
Really know. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we'll find out when we see the product on the field. I mean, we'll find out then, and it won't be any. Hey, do you guys remember? Hey, do you remember what happened the opening series of the game of our first game last year? Do you remember?
No. Did we go 3-and-out?
No. Well,
no. Or did we march down the?
They did.
I'm assuming
they scored.
Threw a pick or fumbled.
They marched right down the field.
They scored. I remember
that. We didn't stop them on one. I think they averaged like 8 yards a play.
Yeah, they were tearing us up.
I looked. That's not the way. That's not the way you draw it up to have the first series. I mean, I thought, oh Lord, if it's gonna be a long year, boys. Of course, you know, they had it. The other team had it scripted, but it was still. Who do we play?
I think at halftime it was close, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. They were. Hanging. It was Alabama. I thought,
you know what?
This is not Alabama. This is Alabama A&M. It's like, oh my gosh.
We talk about so many things that should be on the message boards, whether it be the song Tusk or the song. By Hank Jr. or Darren McFadden saying stuff. This is what every Razorback player needs to hear.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Apollo Creed saying there is no tomorrow.
Well, there is going to be a tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be brighter than what it was today. But I think we're all we all are hoping and rooting for Coach Silverfield. We want him to do well. We want them to be better.
Yeah, and we think 4 wins, he's Coach of the Year.
Do we at 4? Yeah, if
sure.
we double
if up. Got, listen, this is the one time that we go, you know what? We go to the Liberty Bowl. He's Coach of the Year. You know.
Well, listen, what's the last time we went? What was the last bowl game we went to?
Liberty.
Liberty.
What year was that?
Every other year.
Year before last.
Yeah, year right? before last, and then the year before that, and then the year before that. Yeah, I think then we go to Liberty Bowl.
Because we played Texas Tech.
I think it's, exactly. But I mean, but it was the Liberty Bowl. But I mean, against, like we said earlier, we don't expect this team to win anything. But it's a new, it's a new staff.
It is.
It's a new everything. To Justin's point, these aren't the same people. Yeah. Nobody's there from last
well,
year.
Well, that is
except Braylon Russell.
There's no. I will say this. There's zero expectations. There is zero expectations.
Zero expectations.
I mean, there's
because it's a new team.
There's no pressure.
If we
on
had zero expectations and it was Coach Pittman or a returning staff, we'd be going
well. And
know.
That's and Danny, that's why I said, you know, if you want to know why we're not as optimistic against some of these teams,
sure.
Georgia has 8 returning starters on one side of the ball. 8. We can. Yeah. When's the last time you've seen 8? And they're all drafted. I think the top 3 or 4 of those are like first, second round draft projections. And
our NIL donators suck, man. We don't have any good now.
All right.
Well, hey, Danny, real quick.
Yeah.
Are we on any of the players that can possibly return from the NFL to college?
Man, I haven't heard anything so far, but the first one that jumped out at me was Rohan Jones, the tight end. I mean, when we're thinking about class of 2022, man, that would be the one you'd want back. But. Man, I haven't heard anything, but, man, yeah, that would be – man, you think about that tight end room, I think everybody feels good about Platt, but Lockwood starting to make a little bit of noise behind him, but, man, wouldn't you feel a lot better with two tight ends, known commodities? That would really, really be awesome. But, no, haven't heard anything concrete on that just yet.
So the deal on the NFL guys, these kids are in camp trying to make the roster. If they don't make it, they can go back in that fifth year deal and appeal and say we're good for the fifth year in college.
That's what they're shooting for, Baz. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
How
or
weird
not,
is that? They're out there. They're practicing with a pro team, getting paid for it, and then if it doesn't work out, they're going to go back and make $300,000 or $400,000.
And some of them are hoping to be cut, probably, so they can go back and make more in college.
If they're not going
to
make the team.
Yeah,
this Pyburn, Jack Pyburn from LSU, he's really the one in question. And, man, for him, it comes down to the 2023 season, and he got to play 9 games. He only missed the final 3, and now he wants a full season back to be able to come back from the pros.
it's a mess, guys. It's, you know, people can put up with new rules, transfer here and there, players being paid, but when we start getting into this stuff, this makes people check out, in my opinion.
What do you think about the last thing, Danny, before we let you go, and thanks to HJ Trailer Sales again in Hot Springs. Last thing, did you see the article that came out? It got a lot of Razorback fans all worked up with that Arkansas. I think it listed the 16 schools in Arkansas had the least amount of four stars, or it didn't have any, and, you know, I think it listed.
Sure.
You know, did you see that list?
For
the 2027, 2028 class.
Okay, yeah, 27, yeah. Yeah, that would make sense, buddy. That's where it's at right now. They've got pretty much the same Arkansas class that we've all come accustomed to, but there is a difference at the top. Right now, most of your SEC teams have at least a handful more four stars than Arkansas has at the moment. So, solid class overall, but man, it's lacking the star power so far.
Yeah, it was.
And a lot of that's by design. Not to quote Chad Morris here, bring back that quote, but some of that is by design a little bit, where Arkansas is just simply not willing to pay some of the asking prices for high school kids.
Yeah, they've got us. I think they've
that's
got us.
Such at, crazy
they've
to
got
hear.
Us at 37. Yeah. I think is what it is. 37. All right, Danny. Great stuff as always, buddy. Thanks for jumping on with us on Thursday.
Yeah, man. We appreciate y'all. Thank you so much.
Talk to you next week. All right.